Good morning. This is Amy and Tegan presenting your 11 AM set lines. In local news, the construction company Multiplex is suing Destination Brisbane Consortium, a joint venture between Star Entertainment and two Hong Kong companies, over 400 million in losses while building the 3.6 billion Queen's Wharf Resort. Multiplex filed their claim with Brisbane Supreme Court late last month, claimed they had not been compensated for 23 excusable delay events, which resulted in more than 1,000 days of lost productivity and 313 million in losses. Other claims included losses due to failures in communication over variation to designs and escalation of work. Destination Brisbane Consortium has yet to file a defense, but has allegedly told shareholders they intended to defend the matter.
Roosters without homes are a growing problem in southeast Queensland, with one dumped every second day. Animal Welfare League Queensland spokesman Craig Montgomery says the trend is mainly due to people purchasing chicks without knowing their gender. He says, quote, "The joy of raising chicks is undeniably special. However, our community needs to understand and be prepared for the responsibilities that come with it."
In national news, the federal government will provide $169 million over 4 years to deliver new jobs in the women's safety sector. Minister for Social Service Amanda Rishworth says, quoted, "Women's safety remains a national priority, and these new workers will help to better support the significant number of victim survivors experiencing violence." She says, "This is a significant practical step forward."
Local residents are campaigning against proposals to build new quarries in the New South Wales Hunter region. They are concerned about the air and water quality and impacts on wildlife. The three proposed quarries fall within the bounds of a koala habitat in Wallaroo State Forest. Local resident Jennifer Musica says many of her neighbours rely on water caught off their roads and, quote, "If they're coated with dust, it affects the quality of the water they're using."
In international news, over 90 asylum seekers are said to have been died after being adrift in the Atlantic Ocean for more than a month. The boat left Fastboy, a town off the coast of Senegal, on 10th July, aiming to reach Spain's Canary Islands, before being caught in the powerful Atlantic trade winds and was found off Cape Verde last week. Some people aboard the vessel has resorted to breaking off pieces of material to attempt to use to float to shore. The missing craft had been flagged with four countries. However, Helena Milano-Gorson, founder of the NGO Walking Borders, said that, as usual for the area, resources put in motion were insufficient.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 11 AM. We'll be back Monday morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.
Looking for standout band merch or event signage? Queensland Decal.